New York State Education Commissioner John King was in Syracuse last night at PBS affiliate WCNY for a community forum on the Common Core education reforms. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, King tried to address the controversy over the rollout of the program.
The group of about 160 people, made up of teachers, administrators, and parents of students, were fairly unanimous in their disapproval of the rollout of Common Core standards. New York State Education Commissioner John King said the standards, which have been adopted by 45 states, are meant to make sure students are college ready and allows teachers to use whatever curriculum they want to meet those goals.
We can't afford not to have our students be prepared for success when they graduate from high school.
Anthony Botar of the New York State Board of Regents, who also participated in the forum, said business leaders can't hire and train high school graduates for good-paying jobs.
Their message to us is you have to do more and you have to do it faster or we're going to move. What we're trying to do here with this time schedule, and we appreciate that it's very demanding and it's creating stress, especially because the system doesn't have the resources that it had before, and especially because we can't make all the adjustments that we'd like to make. But we have to strike a balance.
King said he shared the concern of one member of the audience over too much testing for younger students, but
better for students while they're in K-12 to get a clear sense of where they are and to get support from their teachers and parents as they improve than to have the phenomenon that we have now in many college campuses where students arrive thinking they're ready for college-level work and are told that they have to take remedial courses, high school classes that they and their parents pay for at college prices.
This was the first of four forums for King. His next stop is in Plattsburgh on November 20th. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.